Great to call this Thursday, December 12th, 2019, meeting of the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Chairman Nuhi.
Here.
Chair Randall.
Here.
Chairman Bulova.
Here.
Mayor Parrish. Councilmember Snyder.
Here.
Board Member Crystal.
Here.
Mayor Meyer.
Here.
Mayor Wilson.
Here.
Mayor Rochelle.
Here.
Senator Black.
Here.
Delegate Hugo. Mr. Minchu.
Here.
Ms. Heinz.
Here.
Mr. Cobb.
Here.
Mayor Wood.
Present.
Ms. Carvo.
Here.
Mr. Hosley.
Here.
Chairman Nuhi, we have a quorum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just want to say very quickly, I want to thank the Northern Virginia Association of Realtors right at the beginning of the meeting, letting us hold this evening's meeting here. I don't think there's an authoritative list of every place where an NVTA meeting has been held over the last 16 years. This is the seventh, as far as I can tell, but there was a period of time where I was getting to see the track. So, but thank you for letting us use this. We have in front of us the minutes of the November 14th meeting. Mr. Senator, have any comments or questions on those? Hearing none, we have a motion. A motion for Mr. Black, second from Ms. Bulova. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Abstention from Mr. Snyder, abstention from Ms. Crystal, abstention from Chair Randall, abstention from Mayor Meyer.
I hope that's not because of my motion.
You've got a controversial figure, Dick. Okay. Four extensions from me. We have three action items. We have no consent agenda. We do have three large action items in front of us. The first is the adoption of the legislative program. Chair Randall.
So I'll just go through the motion and we can discuss inside your motion if that's it.
Go great.
I believe the authority approved the draft reading of the legislative program inclusive of any amendments made in February 2019.
Any questions? Second from Ms. Bulova. Any discussion?
So I have just a couple of things. So one of the things we talked about in the legislative program was, of course, having money, having fund returns to the NVTA that were removed and used back. And I asked the Greensboro Governance Committee, and I asked you all, do you have this issue in your individual county or town, let's say, programs? In Loudoun, we actually, under our transportation in our legislative program, which is what we put in there, it's our first priority. And I believe, of course, it's important for the, you know, NVTA to continually talk about why we believe those funds should be returned. But I also believe it's really helpful for the locality to talk about that, and for us to kind of, it doesn't have to be the exact same words, but for us to get the same message from the locality on a continual basis until that money is restored. And so I would ask if you all have not done the state programs yet, let's say the agenda packages, is for us is just simply a statement. I can send a statement if you'd like to. The staff is an out to the full authority, and that can be done. But I think it would not be a bad idea to give all of the authority members of member jurisdictions have something like that in your individual legislative programs.
So Fairfax County has adopted our legislative program, and we have met with our legislators, our delegation, and the restoration of the NVTA funding is front and center as a priority. Actually, the highest priority for it, especially for the transportation part of our
community. And likewise, restoration of NVTA funding to the previous levels on the NASA structure and the state of the general.
We adopted ours on Tuesday evening, and restoration of funding is actually part of that. One of only about 300 things that we
Mr. Chair, we'll be adopting Saturday in Arlington County, but it is actually one of our top priorities.
City of Fairfax has adopted our agenda, and it is also our highest priority, and we did also have it in our
So I'll show that Prince William also has it in our legislative agenda. I'm not sure how many members of the current board know that. We don't have any more meetings this year, so we're going to go with that.
Bernard, do you have anything else?
Nothing to add, just that we're looking forward to working with the new leadership in the General Assembly, both the House and the Senate. I think definitely in this setting, we can be extremely pleased about how many Northern Virginians are in leadership positions in the committees that are important to us. Transportation, for sure, definitely the Senate with Senator Marsden being the chair, House Appropriations being chaired by Prince William Delegate Florian, Senate Finance being chaired by Reston of Fairfax, Senator Janet Howe. We're going to have additional members, I think, both on appropriations and finance. So I think we will have an audience that has heard this body for 2 years now speak about what happened and the need to restore. I will say that during the campaign, one of the things that I most enjoyed was without prompting, candidates talked about the authority, talked about how important Metro was, talked about our multimodal system, but talked about restoring money to the authority. So you all have all done a very good job of getting that message out. So I have this sort of questions.
I will say, we've done a very good job of appealing largely to you, in large part to you, Tracy. We've done a good job of articulating that the money does not mean that some hypothetical project did not be funded. Our ability to say, these are the projects that are not being done because we don't have money anymore has been really powerful, because there are legislators who are hearing from their constituents saying, why isn't this project being done? And they know the answer. Any further discussion on this? In that case, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the appointment annually of our town representative. I believe you've heard from the collective
five mayors,
yeah, who have, at least to some large degree, if you have unanimously, put forward the name of our current member to reappoint Mayor Wood as the town representative. The town of Dumfries. I believe of the five, you are the least long-serving mayor. That's how they got you. Since he's from my county, I'll make the motion to approve Mayor Wood. Second from Ms. Grishel. Any discussion? All in favor, please.
I want to commend Mayor Wood for his faithful attendance as a town representative to the NDCA. He is here all the time.
That's true. You have, not disparaging, but the best town rep we've ever had. Mayor Lucero showed up pretty frequently, never said a word. I showed up pretty frequently. All in favor, Mayor? We vote ready? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, which carries unanimously. The next item we have, I want to let people know this is not the last item. We have a closed session discussion as well. We do. We want to do that. Oh no, that'll be after discussion. Okay, got it. Okay, the last action item on the agenda of this group is one that is a little bit of a 11 years ago, my friend Chris Zimmerman decided to step down from the chairmanship of the authority, and he made the motion to make me the chairman of the authority. That was 11 years. I don't make a lot of motions. I just did Derek. I don't usually make a lot of motions at these meetings, but Chris said some very nice things about me when he made the motion to make me chairman. I'm going to save that for later. But I'm very proud to make the motion. On behalf of the nominating committee, I'd like to move that we appoint as chairman of the authority Chair Phyllis Randall and as vice chairman Mayor Halpern. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you very much. I'll let you know, Mayor Parrish doesn't know about this.
I didn't know
what happens when you don't show up.
I'll tell this one quick story about Phyllis. When the nominating committee 3 years ago, we had to elect a vice chair mid-year when Phyllis came in. And I was tasked with calling her and offering her, asking her if she would serve the position. And she told me no. And I told her, I said, no, don't worry, it's a really easy job. Because the main job is other duties as assigned, and I never let anybody do it. And she said, in that case, fine. So guess what? All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. We have discussion items. Six-year program update, Ms. Backman.
So, Mr. Chairman, I will be brief, but the item is in your packet. So we've come to you regarding the update of the six-year program. So it will cover fiscal years, even though we say 2020 to 2025, we're really adding 2 years, and that would be 2024 to 2025. We now have 41 applications from 13 jurisdictions and agencies requesting a total of $1.4 billion. What's the $1 billion and change? I will like to note that we have all of the applications, all of the material, and a map of all of the candidate projects on our website. So if you access thenovaauthority.org, you select programming, click on FY20 to 2025 six-year program, and then click on evaluation, you will be able to see the map and you will receive additional information regarding the candidate project. In your packet, there is a spreadsheet. One thing we'd like to do is note that every project or most every project or most of the projects we receive is not consistent of one mode. So when you look at the spreadsheet, at the very end, there is a column that says primary and supporting modal components. And it does get to the multimodal nature of a lot of these projects. Again, we have 41 applications that are advancing forward. The next steps, so right now until January, we're doing project evaluations, including the transaction ratings with what we call formerly known as HB 599. We are working on the congestion reduction relative to cost. We're doing long-term benefits. And we are also looking at some of the qualitative considerations. In February, we are commencing the committees again. You have two statutory committees, the Technical Advisory Committee and the Planning Coordination Advisory Committee. We will be coming to the authority seeking new appointments to the Technical Advisory Committee. The authority has 6 appointments. The Commonwealth has 3. Right now, I think we have 4 existing committee members in the 14th. So we will be asking the authority's endorsement for new members. Ms. Hines, we will be working with you regarding getting the 2 new, because we do have 2 Commonwealth members, or I should say secretary appointees that we do need. And we will be asking your localities for recommendations to the Planning Coordination Advisory Committee. As a reminder, that committee is a body of 14 elected officials representing the 9 cities and counties and then the 5 towns with a population of 3,500 or more, because we will have some vacancies. In March of 2020, we plan to release the candidate project list and evaluations. That means the scores that are associated with them. In April, we're looking to have the public hearings and open house, and again, jurisdictional town hall meetings. In May, we would like to finalize the regional revenues available. So right now, you've heard us say, oh, we anticipate $400 million. That does not include restoration if we are still restored. And then lastly, we are looking for adoption from this body in June.
Any questions?
So that does not include money for restoration if we are restored. It does include the money that came from the I-81.
It does, but we do need to make some tweaks. We're saying $400 million because we are, I guess, estimating conservatively. We know we'll probably have more than $400 million without including restoration, because there was the money that we received from Wayfair, and then we have to account for I-81. We are watching I-81 because, as Mr. Longhi said at last month's meeting, we're not trending where we thought we would be to receive the revenues that we should be receiving at this time. Now, there could be a delay and other things. We are in communication with the Commonwealth.
I have a second question from the Times, if you will. Is there 2 appointments by the Speaker, or 1 appointment by the Speaker and 1 by the Governor?
To the Technical Advisory Commission? I don't know the answer.
It said, the law says that it's the chair of the CTB, so it's really...
So it's the Secretary of Transportation.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Fantastic, thank you very much. Mr. Harris,
I can do your work. Mr. Chairman, I can make this very quick, but I need to report this in the documentation on the agenda. And today it continues to work. I think we've decided to cancel the meeting in December. And our next meeting is January 16th. So, and I want to thank the finance committee. for its hard work this year. It continues to work very closely, not only with auditors, but with our staff. And congratulations, everyone. Your work is good.
Mr. Long, anything you can share with us?
No, sir, nothing to add to the staff.
Ms. Backman, anything else
you can share? The only thing I'd like to share, next month, which January, it's part of your organizational meeting, we will have a listening session as the official kickoff of the update to transaction. I know it's hard to believe for me as well, but it's about that time that we start the update of transaction. So it's part of the organizational meeting component where we invite members of the community, citizens to come and provide some comment. We are asking people to come and just give us their thoughts regarding transaction. We are doing a tracking survey, as we've done with the previous transaction. That work has begun, and we're actually, I think it ends next week, regarding the tracking survey, so we'll be able to present that information to the body as well. Lastly, I do want to note that we are having a groundbreaking, or the City of Alexandria is having a groundbreaking, and we are happy to be participating for the Potomac Yard Station, Metro Rail Station. This is a new station. Of course, it's regionally significant. It is next Thursday at 2 o'clock. I did send a save the date to the authority members. So please, if you can, please join us.
Please do come. That will be coming to Cannes.
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking, if you can. Ms. Randall has already informed me, however, that I am still the chairman. And then I have to go. She's not going to.
What is the date?
December 19th.
What would you do?
They're all.
Yeah, could I just address one other topic? Just a quick status report. They took it from the technology group that includes Jim Cole, Mayor Michaud, John Faust, myself, and two Jasper staff lead. And it includes not only elected officials and staff, but also nonprofits in the private sector. As you can imagine, with all the technology coming at us, this is extremely challenging. But I think what we're ultimately going to present is a set of goals and objectives so that we determine what technology pursues our objectives rather than constantly chasing the latest press release. So I think you'll find it will be a very useful product that will work into the authority's decision making in the near future. So.
And if I could thank you for that, Councilmember Snyder, because we are working with the committee, which Councilmember Snyder chairs, to develop a transportation technology strategic plan. I don't know if I've asked you this yet, Councilmember Snyder, but we would like you to present this plan to the authority when it's developed, so you will see that, and that will roll into the update of transaction as well.
And you met with myself and my then chief of staff. But I remember at the time, there's a lot of incoming for just people who are elected. I'd like to maybe sit down and talk to you about having a session of just kind of level set people on what NBTA is, what transaction is. And maybe we can invite elected officials from Northern Virginia who are newly elected, whomever might want to come. Quite frankly, I think that there are some elected officials who've been elected who don't really still know what NBTA does, to be honest. You having that time with me one-on-one was very helpful, but you cannot do that with every newly elected official across the Northern Virginia region. So we can sit down maybe at some time in mid-January, something like that, find a time for to just open it up to anyone who wants to come and just give a brief update of NBTA, what you do, what it is, how we get our funding, what the subcommittees are, what's in process, all those types of things. I think that it would help you. I know that it would help people coming online. It may also have people more interested in doing something on some of the subcommittees that have drive some of the some of the subcommittees, but also may help with that. So if you would like to talk about that later.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman. That is very true.
Mr. Chairman, in the same vein, I just wanted to say that I've been working with Ms. Cuervo's staff last year. We did a session on funding that was for the towns to sort of look at all the various funding programs and describe them. We're going to do that session again at the end of February, and we're going to invite the newly elected people and folks from their staffs. So they'll get us. It's not about MBTA only. It's about the whole array of programs that are available to fund their transportation programs. So that's going to happen too.
Anything else? Excellent. Chairman's comments, a couple of things. I think Ms. Backman referenced this. Next month's meeting, obviously, we'll be back at our offices on Williams Drive. Meeting at 7, at 6 o'clock is the open house, our annual open house. The open house is not part of the meeting, so we don't need to have a quorum here. But I would urge members to attend if they can, because it doesn't look great to get the open house there aren't any members at. And that we came close to that a few years ago. So anybody who can attend at 6 o'clock in the night, that would be encouraged and appreciated. Is that, usually at that meeting, we also have a public comment period.
Yes.
We have citizens' time.
Yes.
We do have a January meeting.
Yes.
For the public, be aware that if you want to participate in the citizens' time, please, however, be on time. Citizens' time is at the beginning of the meeting, and historically, we have not reopened it for latecomers. The other thing I'll say is, just referencing this, and I'll be helpful in any way I can, we've had reference this evening meetings of the Governance and Personnel Committee and the Finance Committee. We have not had a meeting of the Planning and Programming Committee in probably a year.
Yeah, maybe a year.
We haven't had a program to plan. Exactly. We haven't had a plan, a program, or a program to plan. When we realized we weren't going to have meetings of the PPC, I reshuffled the membership of the other committees to balance things out. So we had some people who were on two committees and some of them were on none. That reshuffling needs to happen again. That falls to the chair of the authority, but let me know how I can help. It's helpful. But if you have particular interest in serving on one committee or another, let's just let Monica know.
Yes, please.
There you go, I did that. Another one didn't know was coming. I think that's all we've got for, then we have closed session.
I do have one more, Ms. Hawksworth has asked, when you convene an in-closed session before you eat and mingle, if you can gather in the foyer area for a photo.
Fantastic.
Mr. Chairman, before we go to closed session, there may be sometimes, although the chairman comments, there may be this may be the path that somebody may want to say something to you.
I was going to say after closed session, is there any other business to come before the authority?
My preference would be that we could go into closed session and kick you out just so we could talk about you.
Then that'll be two items. we'll do other business after closed session. So I will now recognize a motion for the authority to go into closed session to discuss a personnel matter relating to the performance review of the executive director, and also an additional personnel matter to discuss the outgoing chairman of the authority. And that will both be a personnel matter for both the executive director, Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1. Motion from all of us, second from Senator Black. We are going to go to closed session. Everyone, at this point, we went just before the other
side.
Yes.
Take care, Senator.
I would just like to say thank you to members who are going to be leaving. Mr. Mincho, you're better with a class act, and I want to thank you for that letter and for the sentiments that were in that letter. I would like to say to Ryan, so I I think that MBTA is to Marty Noe what VRE is to me. So I've always thought of VRE as kind of my baby. And, you know, I was there at the beginning and I've watched it grow. And I think of, you know, Marty in that way with MBTA. And I remember when I first got onto MBTA, it was an interesting time where, so I was elected chairman in John Mason is here, who has been the first executive director, and has brought me a lot of money. And then, you know, that the delegation of taxing authority to the authority was not constitutional. And we were in a very difficult situation of giving money back that had already been collected. And I remember serving with Marty. It was when we first started, everyone was really down in the dumps, majorly down in the dumps. And Chris Zimmerman did not even want to do a plan. Because why do it if, you know, if we didn't have the money and it was taken away and blah, blah, blah. I've watched Marty. You know, and then of course we were able then to resurrect MBTA with funding, with a lot of funding, and then the mission was to get things back up and running, and in a way, you know, that you know, was going to satisfy the region, satisfy the General Assembly, that we were going to be able to, you know, to do that responsibly. And that was not an easy thing to do. Monica, you've been fantastic. John Mason, you've been fantastic. Marty Noe, you have been MBTA. You have been MBTA. No one knows the organization like Marty. And no one has worked as hard as Marty to build the organization up and to tell the story and explain MBTA to the region and to the General Assembly, like Marty Noe. So I would just like to say thank you to Marty, and he's done a fantastic job. I know that he will not go away. But as you're leaving in this capacity, I would just like to say thank you to Marty. You've played a pivotal role in this organization, and you've sort of infused your spirit into NBTA. That I know will continue to continue on after you left.
So the breakfast, I'm coming to you, Dick, I'm coming to you, Pal, and before my guys. Let me just go to Monica real quick. So we're gonna have some closing comments here, and we want to say some things. We do have a program, I think.
We
do. That's right.
We do.
Tell me what the plan is for this evening.
So the program is for me to have welcoming remarks. We're going to go over our year, and you will see the annual report. This year it's the video annual report. And then we will acknowledge our outgoing members.
Excellent. You're going to make a speech, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say
what counsel is. All right. Well, I just wanted to comment, and I don't know whether it would be more appropriate than that, but, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody on the Columbia Board. And were it not for Monica, honestly, if I were another member who were continuing on this board, I would be so nervous about losing Marty. I think Monica is going to step in, and I think she's going to do just a tremendous job. But I've got to say, you know, I've seen so many committees and commissions and this sort of thing, and I can't say that I've seen anyone who has just had greater energy and a quicker mind and a thorough grasp of what he's doing, and just a passion for the whole process than you have, Marty. You have just been so dynamic, tremendous leader. You've conducted business efficiently, with the exception of this meeting. and it's really appreciated. I've got to say, I hope that there is a way to keep you in the transportation arena working for Northern Virginia, because I think you, honestly, if it were up to me, I would keep you working in this organization, because I think you belong here, and I think you could do miraculous things as the number two now that we've got the number one. But in any event, I want to thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your friendship. Thank everyone here for their friendship. And just one special word to Sharon. I said this at the NVTC. You are sort of the penultimate political official who acts with grace, with dignity, with leadership, with just everything. There's been a sense of balance and fairness. I don't think you'll find anybody, there's nobody I've ever heard who has said a critical word of you or your actions in office. That's rare. I mean, that is really something. And there's probably ones I don't know about you, but in any event, I have admired you for as long as I have been in office, and I appreciate everything.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, let me go back in time just a little bit. Sharon did that and did it very, very well, but I'm mindful of the first time I met John Mason. And many people at that point in time were trying to describe John Mason to me, and basically they said he was the transportation guy in Northern Virginia. And he was in Fairfax, and I think, why not Manassas? But anyway, so I got the opportunity to meet him, and then ultimately he became what was the early Monica Backman. And I enjoyed those moments with him. And then, of course, we transitioned, and I remember trying to do transportation planning. And as I remember, Ellen, correct me, I think we had to either beg, borrow, or steal $50,000 from BDOT in order to be able to do that. That's my recollection. And so, we were tasked with planning, but how do you do that with $0? And so, we have gone through a lot. And then, ultimately, House Bill 2313 and the subsequent changes that have been made. But ultimately, this organization is making substantial increases in transportation and all facets of transportation in Northern Virginia. And I think we are a model where R's and D's can come together and work together, as we frankly should, and elected officials and staff can come together for the betterment of our citizens, as we should. And though it's not easy sometimes, it does work, and it's working right here, and it has worked right here. And so Monica, thank you for what you've done. But since we're talking about Marty, all of those comments that I just made have worked their way up to where we are today. And you have such a significant piece of that. The voters in Prince William should have seen different. Thank you for your service.
I just want to say, Marty is my supervisor, and he has done a wonderful job wearing all of these different hats. I really admire the both Sherry and Marty and all of the folks here who, when this all began, it was those folks bringing their staff in to help out. The Noels, the Tomashan, Monica, all of those folks stepped in to help do all of the work until the organization could get to a point to work. And that just shows the fineness of the political atmosphere up here. And I so admire the calming, positive attitude of this board, led by both of you who hopefully you will have your next group rail train to come in. But it's just so admirable to sit in this meeting and calmly discuss things and not have it to be an emotional high and low every time you come, regardless of what party you are from. And I just, every time I get an opportunity, I brag about the way this organization works, just like as Senator Blackett. It's just unbelievable how everything can be discussed and we can agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, everybody comes together and makes a decision to the best benefit of this region. But I look at both of you as, you know, just the standard bearers of what an organization should be led by, and you will be sorely, sorely missed, both from this organization and for Marty from my supervisor. I don't even know who my supervisor is, but I'm sure, but I just so admire the way that you brought this organization into such a positive light. Right.
So I think I may be the luckiest person who has served on NPTA and who will in the future, because when I got here, it was Sharon, Marty, and Jay Bissette. And for me to be able to be a new supervisor and start with Sharon, Marty, and Jason Deck, and to learn all that I've learned under them was amazing. And you know, the truth, the thing we haven't said about Marty is that you are an enormous nerd. In the best of the way. Anyone who can make transportation and what this is interest, not just interesting, but like talk about it passionately. You know, I listen to Marty talk and I'm like, this is really interesting. You know, it's not really
interesting. Come January, that's gonna
it was not really interesting come January. And it's because, you know, it's because of something that you said over and over again, which is what we do is really not just not about a road we build or bonds we give. What we do means that somebody gets to their son's baseball game on time. Somebody gets to their daughter's school review on time. That's what we're actually doing. We're actually doing quality of life stuff in the most nerdy way possible. And you know, Marty and Sharon, I was at my second time I was at BACO, I realized that there was very few times I had seen Marty not with Sharon, because they're always together, And the amount that I have learned from the two of you in 4 years, I feel like we should all just drink it in. Because it is unique, it is rare, it is special. You all are technically from two different political parties. No one would know it, and no one would care. Which it really is. You know, it is the modern day version of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Yeah. It is what should be versus what we so often see right now. This is what should be. You know, when people talk about politicians this and politicians that, you know, I go, you know, what we see sometimes because we're so cozy to Washington are not politicians. This is public service. Well, though they are politicians, this is public service, and that's what public service should look like. I am incredibly proud to know you. I'm incredibly proud of your family. Not even my kids. I'm all proud of your children. Like, I am forever bragging to your children like they're mine. I had nothing to do with them. But I'm always talking about them and how much you share of yourself. So I'm going to miss both of you terribly. I'm also going to be calling you both of you a lot because I'm not you, and it's going to be different. And Mr. Black, you are right. The next person in line is scared, right? But not that much, because I know their phone numbers. and I will use them. So thank you both.
I just want to say, Sharon and Marty, thank you so much for your service, and not just on the MBTA, but your life service, your everything that you've done for your respective communities and for the Commonwealth. And sincere best wishes in your next phase, your next adventure.
You know, I joined the authority a year ago after, you know, I've been on council for 8 years, but I managed to avoid the regional transportation. And finally, we kind of stuck, but I was really excited because I was like, you know, here I am, we'll be joining these incredibly sterling examples of public service, and you guys are all leaving. I don't understand what happened here. I feel like I'm taking it kind of personally at this point. But both of you obviously are the examples of what public service should be, and I think this fell at a time where there's so much cynicism about public service. You guys show that it's possible to do it in an optimistic, joyful way and really enjoy it, even the nerdy stuff that Marty enjoys. We've known each other for a while from afar, but kind of monitor each other's careers. I think we originally met through Sorensen.
That's right.
I call it the secret society of Sorensen, $99 check contributions, right? It's especially bipartisan. You got folks who are giving checks across lines, but trying to make sure they're not noticed. And I think it's a testament to appreciation of public service. And I certainly admired Marty, what you've done in Prince William. And I'm gonna miss serving you both. So I'm sorry it hasn't lasted a little longer. I'll try not to take offense, but I'm sure you guys are both gonna find other ways to contribute and serve in this community. So we look forward to working alongside you.
So I've sort of been around for a while, and John Mason really, I think, helped lay the foundation for this. But, you know, analogizing for the Washington Nationals, I mean, this is a world championship leadership team that we have here. The opportunities for failure are multiple every day. And yet, despite very heavy odds, it got really heavy at one point. This organization has prevailed as a result of everyone, but make no mistake, it's also the result of leadership. And as a leadership team, as individuals, you couldn't have done more for the public than you did. And hopefully we'll continue to in one way or another. Marty, your disarming sense of humor, wins the day every time. I keep thinking to myself, man, Marty has got that down, and as a result, he made major progress. Sharon Bold, I really can't say enough. You are the absolute model of public service, and the civility in an era of incivility is remarkable, and it is a clear indication of your success. And Monica, as a part of that world championship team, I mean, you really made it happen. And again, every member of the team has played a key role in that. But the leadership is what really is the difference between just a good team and a fantastic team.
So she's Strauss because she's coming back. She's Rand Jones. Marty's the shark, right? Marty's going to be far, right?
Thank you, Chairman. First off, I think this will be my last meeting. The reason why I'm using that conditional mode is that as you probably know, my current position on the MBTA is a bit of an anomaly. It was approved as part of the biennium budget 2018, which runs into the stroke of midnight on June 30th. But despite my love of this authority, I thought it was appropriate to submit my resignation to both Speaker Cox and incoming Speaker Phillicorn, so that Speaker Phillicorn, when she takes office on January 7th, would like to meet for it. And she may ask me to stick around for a few more months. We'll see. But I would like to echo some of the comments made. First, starting with Jim Willibald, I remember back when my friend David Albo was back, was chairing the conference committee report of House Bill 2313. He was a witness of both of that bill, and someone said, you know, there's a latent defect in this legislation. Fairfax County would have the power to grab all the money. And what's your answer to that? The answer was, well, David Bolger, mom, is the chairman of Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, and she never did that for one. And I think that while the formula is still in the code, I think becoming a member of the chairman today will maintain the same kind of strength of grace that Fairfax County exercises on its authority. And now going to the middle, Mr. Chairman, you have been Mr. Chairman of Transportation from the standpoint of this authority, not only doing the good work of the community for its will, but I know that Chair Randall and I would know whenever you were needed in Loudoun County to come up, you were there, and you'll go down in our nifty books as Mr. Transportation of Northern Virginia when we took a deficit of funding and turned it into something real. And that was something that Chair Randall said. The fact that we have, through our work, provided for 209 million hours of human being time to be reinjected back into your lives, that's almost more impressive than congestion relief numbers. So, Mr. Chairman, I commend you for your work. I know you're not going out to pasture, and you leave a little bit of that part of that place when you start this chapter.
Very good.
So, just a few words, because everybody's been so eloquent. I've served on highly functional boards and highly dysfunctional boards.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you can have a big change and everything continues. The ecosystem that is built persists. And I have no doubt that the ecosystem that you two, Ryan Sandoval and Randy, if you leave us right away, have contributed to is an ecosystem that we are all in a position to maintain. We have excellent staff leadership. We have people around this table who are very interested in getting people to the baseball games and to their dance recitals and all of the things in between that come. But that creation of the ecosystem is not an accident. It is intentional, it is real, and it is driven partly by the people. And so for all of these years that both of you have been part of this organization, thank you for contributing to this incredible ecosystem that we all have the pleasure, and I say that very seriously, the pleasure of being part of, and we all have a purpose to play. But the way that it feels and the way that we do our work, I lay much of it.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say no, but like Justin came on here a year ago, you know, only part I knew about this board is when y'all came to the council meeting and gave me a nice briefing of what was going on. So, you know, I didn't really want no part of transportation until I had to get fully immersed in it. And I think I learned quick, and I think it's a testament to just the leadership and acknowledging And I gotta just thank Marty because he came and he personally mentored me on transportation, and he came down to the town and we kind of talked about different transportation projects and some of the things I had to do to get fully expanded. So I learned quick about it, and I think I've become a bigger advocate down there because of you just taking a personal interest in it, like me, and I'm forever indebted because I know my community won't be the same for that, and it's going to be the key to us really having a lot of not just congestion relief, but economic development right down that side of the county. So, you know, thank you, my friend.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
You're in there. We're not out of here, man.
I know. I have things to say. No, I just want to agree with everything that's been said here. I mean, I've had the opportunity in my professional career to be around, I think the senator said, committees and bodies made up of people with probably bigger egos, but not as much power as some of the people around the table have, that those bodies never function as well as this body does. And I think just echo what's been said, that's all due to leadership and commitment to public service and to trying to do the right thing. And this is a body that runs very well because of that leadership and the camaraderie here. As I think been said by a couple folks, you know, I didn't know a lot of you, I know some people from Fairfax, but you know, I couldn't tell you who was a Republican and who was a Democrat when I first came. I knew folks from Richmond were, but
So I think that's a testament to the way this body works, and that's a testament to leadership and to public service. And congratulations, there's been sore and missed, and issues and fails.
No, that's fine. So I'm really not going to add anything to what's already been said. I think I'll just associate myself with those comments. But what I will say is, in my position, I'm the alternate on several boards for Jennifer Mitchell, and I don't always love going to all of them. I dread going to some of them, but I've never done that here. I always look forward to coming here. Thank you.
Anything else? Everyone's up there. Okay. So, the presentation, no, I'm not doing that. So here's the thing. So we got a program.
Yeah.
Is that part of the meeting, or are we adjourning?
We are adjourned. Okay. When you adjourn.
No, you can't adjourn it.
No, I said when you adjourn.
So, I do have some things I want to say, but Monica told me, and I'll elaborate on this in a moment. Monica told me I had to say some stuff tonight, but I'm the part of the program. So, but I will just very briefly thank you all for your kind words. I'll have some kind words of my own to say in a little bit, but your spoon and drink out there. Go get some, and then you're coming back in here, right, Monica?
Are we taking that picture?
Yeah.
Go outside. Okay, what are we going to do? We go outside and get a picture.
Yeah. It's going to be in the foyer area.
So we're staying out there. We're coming back in. So go get the picture, then grab some food.
And just meet us out here.
Meet out here, and then the big screen will come on as well. And we'll know. Yeah. Group shot. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I don't know how many meetings of the NVTA I have attended. I would guess that with the possible exception of the number of VRE meetings that Sharon has attended, I have probably attended more NVTA meetings than anyone in Northern Virginia has attended a combination of regional meetings ever. But for my last time as chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned.
Good turn. Woo!